This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, November 30th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. As the pace of global economic integration increases, huge corporations are merging to improve their position in the market with little regard for their employees. Too often, the needs of the workers in the merging companies are ignored. As an example, the largest building materials company in the world is Lafarge Wholesome. It has 115,000 employees in 90 countries. The company was formed by a merger of two large corporations, Lafarge and Wholesome, in 2015. Before the merger, Lafarge made many promises to protect the interests of the workers involved. But parts of the new corporation were deinvested, meaning they were sold off to other companies who felt no need to keep promises made. And meanwhile, issues such as a significant increase in health and safety problems in the new company are being ignored. Trying to pressure Lafarge Wholesome to keep its pre-merger promises is the global union Industrial. Industrial operates in a wide range of sectors, from mining to manufacturing to garment production. It represents some 50 million workers in 140 countries. I talked to Matthias Hartvig about Lafarge Wholesome. Mr. Hartvig is the director of the Mechanical Engineering and Materials Industries Department of Industrial. I asked him first what workplace practices of Lafarge Wholesome most concern Industrial.
Well, unfortunately, the list is very long. Actually, it starts with during the merger and after, there were a lot of divestments and so, but after that, there were lots of restructurings and dismissals already, and as far as we see, in many cases, no proper information and consultation has taken place. And just one example, they have introduced shared service centers in different parts of the world, and nowhere workers or their representations were consulted in before. Then we have a health and safety issue. They have chosen after the merger to choose a top-down approach instead of bottom-up, and they have imposed new rules and systems without involving workers, unions, works councils, or shop stewards all around the world. And the result is that the fatalities within the group are exploding. We have a lot of fatalities, far more than we had in the old groups before the merger. Well, then, what we see now is that during negotiations about collective bargaining agreements, more and more the company or local management tends to not respect the traditions and the customs in the different countries. We have just this year already two cases of illegal use of scabs in Canada, and we have to attempt to almost everywhere to take away seniority or pension rights. And then we have a massive use of outsourcing and subcontracting, and that leads to a huge amount of precarious work within the group. You see, the list is very long, and that's really horrible to say this.
Industrial has called for a global day of action for December 9th, just before the International Day for Human Rights. One of the goals of this action, as I understand it, is to improve social dialogue in Lafarge Wholesome. Social dialogue being, of course, the relations between management and labor. Tell us about the day of action being planned.
We asked our affiliates to take action on the 9th December. Because the 10th December is a Saturday, and in many, at least European countries, that's not a working day. So we produced a set of leaflets in order to remind the company of its promises. And we will also use this when we have the next institutionalized global social dialogue. We have a kind of an informal social dialogue that takes place every 4 to 6 weeks with the head of labor relations. We want to raise the awareness with the global management, with the corporate management, that there is a need to make a step forward, because now we are waiting for 2.5 years and the company has made these promises, but they have not delivered. One thing is true in the management of Lafarge Wholesome. There have been many changes since the merger already. But then I said, look, but you have made promises. Your CEO has made promises. And if just imagine we were business partners and you are selling cement, would you tell any of your customers, oh, sorry, we can't deliver any cement because we have so many changes in management?
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.